Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something pretty significant. It's a systemic risk, but maybe not where you'd expect. It's not Bitcoin's core code.
No, it's up at the application layer. We're talking about these newer meta protocols, ordinals and runes specifically.
Right. And our goal here is to really unpack how these might pose a serious threat to institutional finance. The core idea, it's kind of worrying.
It is. Because it's not a typical bug or exploit. It's more like a financialized denial of service.
Yeah.
It basically weaponizes the fee market.
Weaponizing the fee market. Okay. And this isn't just theory, right? These protocols are live.
Oh, yeah, fully live. And actually, the runes launched back in April 2024. It gave us a pretty stark preview. We saw record high fees. Network got absolutely jammed.
A chaotic demonstration, you could say.
Yeah.
So, how does this work? How can someone like intentionally create this kind of congestion?
It hinges on a specific feature in Rune, something called the Cenotaph mechanic. It's intended as a safety feature, believe it or
A
not.
safety feature? How?
Well, the idea is fail closed. If the system flags a transaction as malformed or invalid, according to Rune's rules, it just burns the user's token.
Burns them, like permanently gone.
Permanently gone, instantly. But here's the critical part.
Okay.
What counts as valid or malformed isn't decided by Bitcoin's main consensus rules. It's interpreted by the secondary services called indexers. Think Unisat, Hero, places like that.
Ah, so the interpretation happens off to the side, not by the main Bitcoin network.
Exactly. And that separation creates the vulnerability. Because what happens if the Bitcoin blockchain itself has a small hiccup, like a minor, pretty normal chain reorg?
Okay, happens sometimes.
Right. But it can cause different indexers to just briefly get out of sync. They might see slightly different states of the chain for a moment.
And if they're out of sync, they might disagree on whether a transaction is valid.
Precisely. That's what we call indexer churn. And during that churn, one indexer might completely incorrectly flag a perfectly fine, maybe high-value user transaction as malformed.
And boom, the Cenotaph burn gets triggered by mistake.
By mistake, yeah. But the user sees their assets disappear. What do?
Panic. Try to fix it fast.
They panic and they flood the network with replaced by fee attempts, RBF, trying desperately to get their version of the transaction confirmed before the burn is sort of finalized in the indexer's view, pumping up the fees they offer.
Creating this runaway fee spike, this feedback loop you
A
mentioned.
nasty feedback loop, yeah.
Okay, I see the mechanism. Now, let's connect this directly to the institutional side. Spot Bitcoin ETFs. How does this manufactured congestion tax hit them?
It hits them hard. And remember that concentration risk you mentioned earlier. It's stark. 9 of the 12 U.S. ETFs use Coinbase custody.
Right, one point of failure affects a huge chunk of the market. But why are custodians particularly vulnerable to these fee spikes?
It comes down to their basic operations. They have to perform these large essential transactions called cold storage rotations.
Cold storage rotations.
Yeah, moving Bitcoin from their super secure offline storage, the cold storage, into the hotter online wallets they use for daily trading.
Yeah.
They need this liquidity to meet client redemptions. These are often big, complex transactions with many inputs.
And they can't wait around. They need to settle quickly.
They absolutely must confirm promptly. So imagine they need to do one of these big rotations right when a Cenotaph cascade event is happening.
The fees would be astronomical. We saw peaks around, what, 2,700 sats per byte during the runes launch?
Exactly. So the custodian faces this horrible choice. Either they pay potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in unbudgeted transaction fees just to move their own money,
Or
or they've had to trigger clauses in their ETF prospectuses, the fine print that lets them halt redemptions temporarily, blaming network delays or congestion.
halting redemptions across multiple major ETFs because of this, that sounds like a potential market liquidity
It
crisis.
absolutely could be. And it's not just ETFs. Think about the corporate treasury models, like Strategy Inc. is the example used, formerly MicroStrategy.
Right, companies holding Bitcoin on their balance sheet, they face the same issue.
The exact same congestion tax hits their model. They regularly need to move Bitcoin they've acquired, maybe on an exchange, into their secure cold storage.
Another large must-confirm transaction.
You got it. If they try to move, say, a 1,000 input batch during peak congestion, the modeling suggests the fee alone could be nearly 2 Bitcoin, just the fee.
Wow. So again, pay this massive unexpected tax, or what's the alternative for them?
Leave potentially billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin sitting on an exchange unsecured for days. That's enormous counterparty risk they really don't want to take.
So wrapping this up for you listening, what's the big picture here? It seems these meta protocols introduce a vulnerability, but at the application layer.
Yeah, and it's a vulnerability that someone could deliberately trigger.
Yeah.
To impose this kind of financial tax on everyone else using the network, it directly threatens the settlement finality that institutions rely on.
It seems predictable then, which raises the question. If you're an institutional operator, when should you be most worried? When might an attacker strike?
That's where the sources talk about a high-risk calendar. An attacker aiming for maximum disruption wouldn't just trigger this randomly. They'd time it.
Time it for when?
They'd aim for periods when the need for on-chain settlement kind of bunches up, making the congestion hurt more.
Okay, so what are those specific windows? What dates should people be watching?
Well, keep an eye on days around the CME Bitcoin futures expiry dates. That always drives some time-sensitive on-chain activity.
Makes sense. Arbitrage plays.
Right. But the prime target's identified. The days immediately following major U.S. bank holidays.
After bank holidays, why them?
Because traditional finance systems, settlement systems, have been closed. So ETF creation and redemption orders pile up. When the markets reopen, custodians have to process this backlog, requiring massive, time-sensitive, must-confirm transactions.
Right when everyone is trying to settle at once.
Exactly. That convergence of piled-up settlement need and the reopening of markets. That's the perfect storm, the ideal window for someone to trigger a cascade and impose that maximum financial pain.
A predictable vulnerability hitting at a predictably vulnerable time. Definitely something for institutions to think about.